I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, former NBA star Antoine Walker looks to get the shimmy back in his game and his game back to the big time. But first, here to discuss the NBA approximately 39% of the way through the fleeting regular season is Kevin Hench of FoxSports.com. Kevin, welcome back to Only a Game.
Good to be here, Bill.
The Spurs are an astonishing 28-4. Did you see San Antonio starting the season at such a torrid pace?
Certainly not. Given that a year ago when we had this conversation, I said the Spurs were too old to make any noise in the Western Conference playoffs, and I was right a year ago. I don't see how the same cast of characters is 28-4 on pace for 72 wins with no infusion of youth, really. It's the same Duncan, Ginobili, Parker trio that was too old last year, which means Greg Popovich should get that Coach of the Year award right now.
Do you think the Lakers are getting just a little bit, you know, mopey thinking about the Spurs and, for that matter, about the Dallas Mavericks and the Utah Jazz, both of which have also been impressive?
I think the Lakers, and let me tell you, people out here in Los Angeles are panicking. It is full-on panic in L.A. because their birthright of winning the NBA championship every year is being threatened. I think the Lakers are mopey because they can't believe how long this irrelevant 82-game regular season is until they can get to the games that matter. Mm. I think the Lakers are going to win the Western Conference. They're going to play the Heat in the finals. I'm not backing off that. I just think the Lakers have a hard time getting motivated for the Milwaukee Bucks, who blew them out at the Staples Center last week. Come playoff time, I don't know if you've heard of this coach, Phil Jackson.
Yeah.
Tends to have his teams ready come playoff time. I think Laker fans need to take the finger off the panic button a little bit.
There has been recent talk about the NBA contracting, and as I look at the Western Conference standings, I'm wondering if anybody would notice if the NBA teams in Sacramento, Minnesota, and Memphis were to just go away. What do you think?
Oh, man! What about Kevin Love? It's the story of the NBA. No,
they'd have a dispersal draft. It's not an issue.
I know. I think NBA contraction, probably a good idea, probably won't happen. There are a lot of these cities. New Orleans is another one. They just, whether the teams are good or bad, they just can't generate that much interest in some of these outposts, these remote outposts of the NBA. The league is kind of distilled down now to about 8 teams that people care about that they know are going to be in the respective conference semis. And these other teams, these other cities are just kind of playing out the string. I think contraction's a good idea, which is why it definitely will not happen.
In the East, the Boston Celtics are holding on to the best conference record, but given concerns about Kevin Garnett and the Celtics' aging front line, what do you think? Do they hold on to that position for long?
Not for long. I think it was a foregone conclusion at the beginning of the season that the Celtics had a lot of miles on those tires and would have to kind of rest their players throughout the season in order to be ready for the playoffs. Now, good luck telling Kevin Garnett to take it easy, because obviously when he's on the court, he's a madman. He only knows one way to play. So it's no surprise that he tweaked his lower leg, according to the Celtics, and he'll only be out for 2 weeks. But all these little injuries, Shaq has to take a couple weeks off here and there. Jermaine O'Neal has to take a month off here and there. The Rondo injury obviously has hurt them quite a bit too. I think it's going to add up to the Heat passing them for the best record in the conference, but the Celtics have proven over the years, especially in the playoffs, that they can go on the road and win, so I don't think it's as critical to the Celtics that they have the best record in the conference. What is critical is that they have those guys healthy come playoff time.
I gather, given your prediction for the finals, that you say the Heat has probably found themselves at this point.
I would say so. They looked awesome on Christmas Day, and while it did take a little while for LeBron James and Dwayne Wade to figure it out, Dwayne Wade going for 40 and 45 in his last two games, I think he's figured out how to play with LeBron. They are punishing teams. I'm not backing off that prediction. When everybody else was panicking, when the Heat were slow coming out of the gates, I said, no way. That team is too good, too talented. They will be in the finals. However, I love what the Orlando Magic has done in the last 2 weeks. Addition by subtraction, getting rid of Rashard Lewis and getting rid of Vince Carter and letting J.J. Redick have some of those minutes. Addition by subtraction, even if they hadn't added Hedo Turkoglu, who played his best basketball of his career in Orlando, and Jason Richardson, a legitimate shooter, Now, the Gilbert Arenas thing I still have questions about, but he seems to be handling his supporting role. I think the Magic are suddenly a very scary team.
You spoke of Christmas Day, and there were five games on Christmas Day, which prompted much sarcasm from Lakers head coach Phil Jackson and from Orlando Magic skipper Stan Van Gundy. But the games delivered record TV ratings, I'm told. So is it safe to say that by about 2012, all 30 teams will play on Christmas?
Who knew that the war on Christmas would be led by the National Basketball Association? It's crazy, Bill. Well, you know what? People are home. People, you know, they have a good product. I don't mind having the TV on all day long, watching the Celtics blow a lead against the Magic and the Heat blow out the Lakers. It's a good way to spend a Christmas Day. You maybe have to keep the sound down, but I have no problem with having the NBA on morning, noon, and night.
Maybe there should be an NBA Winter Classic like the NHL has. What do you think about outdoor games on New Year's Day?
Well, as a shooter, Bill, I always hated playing outdoors. It's a depth perception issue, and I know Ray Allen would be against it.
Well, and then there's the wind.
The wind, the no depth, occasionally some sun in your eyes.
Kevin Hench covers the NBA for FoxSports.com. You can hear his podcast with John Sally, Spider and the Henchman on iTunes and AdamCarolla.com. Kevin, thanks very much and Happy New Year.
Thanks, Bill. Happy New Year to you. Have a great 2011.